Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. We return to talk about our self-sufficient God. And last time we had an introduction, and we said there is a Latin term we have to know. Now, you might say, well, I'm not really in the mood for Latin, Swallow. Well, hold on. This will be quick and painless. The Latin term is esse. The Latin, esse. This means from himself or by himself. The word aseity was coined by the older theologians to capture this truth. God is self-sufficient. God is self-existent. He is from himself. He is by himself. God has life in himself. As J.I. Packer puts it, God draws his unending energy from within himself. He is without anything else. He does not need anything or anyone else to exist. God has the ground of his existence within himself. The words of our Lord ring out. In John 5, verse 26, Jesus says, "The Father has life in himself." As promised, today I want to take us to a theologian who teaches divine aseity in a way that is very logical and biblical. Here on God Is, I like to introduce you to different theologians, those who teach the doctrine of God. I often mention names, even spelling their names, so that you can research them and their writings on your own. Many of them are dead, but their works remain, and some are still very much alive. I give you book titles and quote carefully from them. Some of these are people you are already familiar with, some not. I do this because there is nothing new that I have to offer you in terms of basic doctrine. I am passing along to you that which comes from the Word of God and these trusted sources who have interpreted and applied the Bible down through time since the church began. I follow in their footsteps. My prayerful expectation is that you will be doing your own research, that fueled by a desire to show yourself approved unto God, you will study the Scripture thoroughly as time permits. More accurately stated, as you make time. In our busy society, when we are flooded with information, it is crucial that we have the discipline to prioritize our discipleship with Christ over and against other competing demands. So, let me introduce you to a name I have not mentioned in a while. He is Dr. John Frame, spelled as it sounds, F-R-A-M-E. Professor Frame has taught theology and philosophy, as well as apologetics at Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando, down in Florida. He's a prolific author and a great defender of the Christian faith. For those of you looking for solid instruction in how to defend what you believe to non-Christians and people of other religions, check him out. He's a deep thinker. What I appreciate about him is something all his students value: his ability to communicate complex issues simply and clearly. What a gift. And his definition of theology is one I treasure. He says, "Theology is the application of God's revelation to all of life." Theology is the application of God's revelation to all of life. He is particularly strong on the doctrine of God, for which he has written extensively. We will be borrowing from his Systematic Theology, An Introduction to Christian Belief, and his chapter on aseity. Frame works off of others himself, including Herman Bavinck and Cornelius Van Til, and presents us with 7 points regarding aseity, or God being self-sufficient. What I plan to do is work our way down through all 7 points, and this will involve Bible study because Frame does an excellent job at concisely deriving his insights from the biblical text. He is driven by the Word of God, as we all should be. Well, let's begin, shall we? Point number one. As Lord, God owns all things. In Genesis chapter 14, both Melchizedek, the priest of God Most High, and Abram say that God is possessor of heaven and earth. Well, how's that for being succinct? If you want to take away just one statement on this point, there it is. God is possessor of heaven and earth. God owns all things. There is also the voice of God in Psalm chapter 50, verses 10 through 12. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all it contains. Psalm 50, 10 through 12. Do not let this pass us by. What a powerful statement. Everything in this world belongs to God. Let that crash up against today's prevailing philosophy about what people think belongs to them. In Exodus 19, verse 5, God tells the Israelites, "You shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine." God owns people. I love David's prayer in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11. "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all." That was 1 Chronicles 29, 11. And we could go on and on, adding many more verses that declare, as Lord, God owns all things. Point number two. Everything possessed by creatures comes from God. Everything possessed by creatures comes from God. If you are looking for just one verse here, look up James 1:17. James writes, "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." Let me share three more to make the case. At the giving of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 and verse 11, we read, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them." In Nehemiah 9, verse 6, we read, "You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens, and all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you." And in Psalm 146, 5 and 6, "How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them." James 1:17, Exodus 20:11, Nehemiah 9:6, and Psalm 146, 5 and 6. Everything in the heavens, the earth, and the sea, God has made them all, and they all come from God. This is a point obviously missed by people who are not Bible-believing Christians. The idea that what we possess comes to us from God is abhorrent to people who think they earned what they got, or they have the right to take what others have. After all, if there is no God, then they have the right to think that what is theirs came from themselves. But let's be honest. The fact that everything we possess was given to us by God, this is very often missed by believers, and especially by affluent Christians. A lot of kingdom building goes on in Christian businesses and homes and garages and churches. Looking around at all these possessions, the heart says, "This is all mine. I got it from my hard work, or I took it, because I deserve it. This is why when these Christians are asked to cut a check or take out their credit card and make a generous donation to the church or a ministry, wow, you'd think they were doing God a big favor. And so often, the amount of the donation is a pittance compared to what could be given. But you see, when we believe that everything we possess comes from us and is ours, then this is how we behave. In my experience, the people who have the most to give, give the least. And often their attitude in giving is not good. Gifts are given out of obligation, not out of a generous heart that says, "All that is mine has been given to me by God. I'm going to use most of this to bless God and bless others." Keep this in mind and heart as we turn to point number 3. John Frame argues, when we give something back to God, we give Him only what He has first given us. Of course, this should be obvious to us from point 2, what we have just talked about. Frame continues, we are stewards of God's land, accountable to use these blessings to His glory. Everything in creation remains His, even after He has given it to us, so that even our own possessions are His. He cites Titus 1 verse 7 among other scripture. Titus 1 verse 7, for the overseer must be above reproach as God's steward. Friends, we are only stewards of what we have been given. We are temporarily stewarding all of this for God. These are the first 3 points, all related to God's aseity. I will share more points and show you how all this is connected, and we'll do so next time on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.